5, 4, 3, 2, 1, cut!
Fairgoers cheer as Commissioner of Agriculture Steve Troxler, along with other leaders, cut the ribbon to officially open the North Carolina State Fair.
I do declare the 156th North Carolina State Fair open.
This year, the fair unveils 73 new food items and 2 new rides, including a 210-foot slide, which Mackenzie Long and her daughter Charlotte Long says was worth the wait.
Well, it was a big climb up to the top, but once we got up there and got seated, it was fun when he counted down. What do you think?
When you went down the slide, it made your stomach jump a little bit, and you felt like you were flying.
It did.
And it wouldn't be the fair without the fried food. Returning are the fair classics: funnel cakes, donuts, turkey legs, cheese curds, and corn on the cob. But this year, you can wash it all down with a pickled Dr. Pepper, which fairgoer Randall Rigsby says tastes exactly as it sounds.
You know, it tastes it tastes like Dr. Pepper with pickle brine. And, you know, it's not terrible, but I wouldn't do it regularly.
His wife, Jessica Rigsby, agreed.
It's not exactly delicious. You can definitely taste the Dr. Pepper plus the pickle brine. Like, but it's not unpleasing. And I mean, you get pickles to crunch on, so like that's the plus.
The theme this year is homegrown happiness, which represents the fair being more than just bright lights and fried food, as it showcases North Carolina's $111 billion agriculture and agribusiness industry. April Blazich is the event manager for the Vegetables, Fruits, and Nuts exhibit at the State Fair, which she calls a giant beauty contest.
This showcases all of the fruits and vegetables, the produce that is grown in North Carolina each year. These are everything from someone growing peppers in a pot on their balcony to someone with 1,400 acres of sweet potatoes.
From vibrant red, yellow, and green peppers to 800-pound pumpkins and 400-pound watermelons, the exhibit shows the beauty in North Carolina's crops.
It's a reminder that North Carolinians, especially those involved in agriculture, are very resilient.
The agriculture business has taken a hit with the unprecedented damage from Hurricane Helene, making this particular state fair important for businesses from the impacted areas. Trey Enlow, an apple farmer from Hendersonville, works with Bright Branch Farms and has been selling apple cider for the past 4 fairs. His family and farm took a major hit, with his family's house being almost completely washed away by the intense flooding brought by Helene. Enlow said they lost power for 14 days, making it difficult to operate business normally, let alone prepare for the fair.
I mean, this is a big part of our business every year, so we definitely wanted to make it happen. You know, trying to get ready for the fair is already a stressful, you know, couple weeks, and throw all that on top of it just makes it really tough. So, but we did get here. Right down to the wire, but we made it.
The fair has several ways for fairgoers to contribute to Western North Carolina relief, including a collection button on the website and the opportunity to support businesses in the West. The fair is in its last days and will be closing Sunday at 11 p.m. In Raleigh, I'm Raina Drake.